Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord loves us and He cares for us. He wants us to know Him. He wants us to know what's going on. The Lord knows what He's doing. And He always wants His people. He really wants His people to know what He's doing. Those that pay attention will. The Lord said He'll do nothing unless He reveal it to His prophets. All the miracles of God, the wonderful miracles of God, He do it through man. So the move of God is our business, just like it's His business. And He lets us know what's happening. If He's doing something, He lets somebody know, His people. And then He gives them the ability to relay it and the order to relay it to those that were here. And the day that Elijah was taken up, Elijah knew it. And Elisha was aware of it. And everywhere he went, the other prophets would say, you know, the day your master will be taken up. They all prophesied. He said, I know. And he stuck close to Elijah. And Elijah asked Elisha, what would you have me to do for you? He said, I want a double portion of your anointing. He said, you ask a hard thing. He said, if you see me when I'm taken up, you'll have it. And he stuck with him. And before that, Elijah tried to go and get him to stay at another place so he could go and be taken up. But Elisha stuck with him. Then he asked a question. He made his request known that he wanted a double portion of the anointing. And got it. He received a double portion because he stuck with the plan of God. He was after what God had for him. That's what we have to be. The will of God is very valuable to us, but not to everybody. Some people, they're haphazard about the perfect will of God. But when you want it, and you know you need it, and you're after it, you're seeking for it, that's what makes the difference of receiving and letting something slip. Even the Word of God that we take time and receive, the writer of Hebrews warned us to be aware not to let it slip. And when the plan of God is in your grasp, grab it, hold on to it, keep it, use it. Desire the double portion. You can ask for it now. Whatever you think about, whatever you want, you can ask for it. If you can think it, you can ask for it. And God can make and back it up and make it happen. And the only time that I alter what I ask for is when the Lord give me greater information. Whenever you're in faith and you won't let go, and the Lord, He can give you greater information. And then you can either stick with your original plan or you can take the higher ground. And when He showed me a greater option or a better way to do it, I always take the higher ground. Because God loves us. And He knows that we don't have all of His knowledge. So when you're believing for something, stick with it. Don't take no for an answer when the Word of God plainly gives you your answer. Don't ever ask God if it's His will to heal somebody or His will to heal you. If the Lord give you more information, then go with that. An example of that, of Kenneth Hagin was going to pray for a man, and this man would, he loved God, then he'll backslide, then he loved God, then he'd backslide. And then he got sick, wanted prayer for healing. And Brother Hagin had was going to lay hands on it, and he felt his hand move. His eyes were closed. And after two attempts, the third time he opened his eyes, and he felt his hand move, but he didn't see anybody moving. He said, "Lord, what's going on?" Well, he inquired to the Lord, "Is this your will? What are you doing?" And the Lord said, "This is as close as he'll ever be to me right now." He said, "Let him go. If he die, he'll die in me. He'll die in Christ. He'll go to heaven. But if the Lord healed him, then he may backslide and not go to heaven." The Lord gave him greater information. Only the Lord can do that. And don't try to do that for God. Don't try to assume God's will. Let God direct you in his will. It's God's will to heal him, but the man was unstable. It was better for him to go on to heaven now, or at that time, than to get healed and be lost. And if the Lord show you a higher ground, take the higher ground. I once wanted to buy a new car out of season, and the Lord, I made some adjustments to the car I had on lunch when I worked at a dealership. And when I was driving back, it drove good. That's when the Lord let me know, if you buy the new car, it'll hinder your plans. It would have been a burden, an unnecessary burden. So I didn't buy the new car out of season. I had the faith. I had the means, but it would have been out of season, and it would have been a problem. When you're trying to build your life, God thinks of everything. We think temporally. We think right now. And when he give you wisdom, grab a hold of it. Don't let it slip. Don't ever let the charge of God's word slip away. Because once you let that word, the charge of the word slip, you don't have it to stand on. And now it's back to whatever you think is best. And that's why people have sorrow. That's why they have troubles, unnecessary troubles. They make false steps. False steps cost you money and time. They always beset you. Some kind of way it's harder to do what you have to do. It takes attention to do whatever you do. So when you make a false step, now you gotta spend time dealing with that false step. And it subtracts from your good steps. Season is very important to faith. Faith looks to God, and God recognizes seasons. Seasons is very important. So that in the building stages of your life, it's very important to be wise in what you do. You don't have to be miserly. I'm not saying be miserly, I'm saying be wise. Because if you're growing, you're going to church, you're growing, you're taking your half study time. If you spend too much money, now you got to get a second job to honestly pay for whatever it is. And it's going to take away from your God time. Or your marriage time. Or both. Or your children's time. The ages between elementary and high school, those years, your children need you the most. It's wise not to overspend and have to work. They need you around them. They need guidance. They need counseling. They need you now. That's a season that won't last forever. In a few years, they'll be grown and gone. And if you want a headache, try to correct a grown person. But when they're children, and they're in the house with you, they're under your authority, now you can speak in their lives before it's too late. Before they marry a hustler. And the hustler husband can be a man or a woman. You don't want your daughter to marry no husband. And you don't want your son to marry one either. Some people are rogue. And I told my children, I said, look, there's three things you're going to need the Holy Spirit's guidance. And that's what you do for a living, where you live, and who you marry. If you marry the devil, it's going to cost you more than you want to pay. And they will have influence over your children. And hopefully, your influence is stronger than theirs. Because when people are devils, don't think that the devil is not going to try to interrupt your children's thought patterns. Jesus said, count up the cost. You have to think about it. What is God looking at? What does God see? Why did he say what he said? When you receive his word, you're including the wisdom and counsel of God in your heart. And you can live by it. If you keep the charge, if you stick with Elijah, you're going to get the double blessing. You're going to be better off. If you stick with the living plan of God, you're going to be fine. You're going to be better off. Your life is going to be stronger. And the strength that you attain, the chances are higher that your children will attain greater things. If you're following God, living in obedience, doing what God said, praying, and your life is continually healing, the healing process that begins in your life with salvation, it continues to mount up and snowball in the eyes of your children. They'll pick up, they'll see the pattern that you put forth. See, whatever people believe in their heart, they speak it, and they do it. And they live it. So when people start doing things, worldly things, that's what's in their heart. That's what they project out in life. And little eyes see it, little ears hear it. So when we're receiving the knowledge of God, every challenge you have, don't let the challenge dictate to you. Don't try to handle it by yourself. Not trying to tell you what to do, but it's best not to. Look at the Holy Spirit. What does the Holy Spirit have to say about this challenge you got that you don't have any experience with? You never run into this problem before a day in your life, and now you got it. You're challenged. You got a problem. You don't know why you have this problem. But you got the problem. And now the Holy Spirit, you're looking at him. What do I do? And he'll direct you to the word. He'll cause you to remember a scripture that you read a long time ago. And then you'll go find it and look for it. You'll look in your concordance and try to find, you may remember a phrase of that scripture. And then you'll go and research. You're doing your homework, like Chuck Missler used to say, do your homework. Now, your heart is charged in the right direction. Keep the charge and use it. And you're going to see the handiwork of God again and again. And you're going to grow, and the challenge is going to be defeated. You're going to win in the eyes of not only your children, but everybody that knows you. The abundance of the heart, the mouth, always, 100% of the time, speak. So when you follow God, my friend, you're entering into a much greater life, and the challenges that are already there, the Lord will give you great victory, and you'll be able to do all that's in his heart. Now God loves you. He wants you to know him. He wants you to understand. He wants you to have what he has. This is why Jesus gave us the whole kingdom. Not just part of it, but the whole kingdom. It's his good pleasure to give you the whole kingdom. And it's his good pleasure for you to operate that kingdom. The living and wonderful kingdom of God. There's nothing you can't do. The healing process that began with salvation is able to ever increase. It's your heritage. It's your gift. It's your blessing. Satan didn't come to help you. He came to hinder you. You're going to receive God's word in your heart. And you're going to do it. And it's going to work. You're going to receive his word with the intent to act on it and do it. And God is going to mightily move in and throughout your whole life. You know, it's important for your children to have these skills. As you follow God, you gain skills. That's why I say it's your heritage. It's the Father's good pleasure. He wants you to know him and how to conquer throughout your whole life. Many people waste time with cold religion. But the Holy Spirit will give you the knowledge and wisdom you need. You don't have to be in the dark. You can be put over. You can be blessed. You can be ever progressive. It's sad that this is the age of the Holy Spirit for the people knowing that. This is a day when you can really learn some things. And the Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. And people act like God don't have anything to do with it. Jesus paid the cost. The bridge is, the gap is bridged over now. He got you by one hand and God and Father God by the other. You're linked now to God. And by the Holy Spirit, he can train you and teach you all the wonderful knowledge of God. Step by step, as you can receive it. And this is our heritage. We don't have to live by the poisonous cold religious practices. See, cold religion leaves God out of the equation. Too many times pastors try to cater to weak folk. Try to keep lukewarm, weak folk interested in God. By compromise. They try to, you know, and they don't, some people are in pride. They don't want anybody to be greater than them. But the ever-progressive gospel, the healing process that starts with salvation is ever-progressive. And when you follow God, then you can ever-progress. You can learn some things. You can learn from him. You can learn his ways and his wisdom. And there's no reason for you to be in the dark. And there's no reason for your children to be in the dark. There's no reason to be left out in the cold. There's no reason to not have the knowledge and insight of the Holy Spirit. Cold religion, cold tradition is an attack. It's not a happenstance. It is an attack. It is an alteration. It is a lie. You can't win with cold religion in your thought process. The best thing to do is get rid of it. But as you follow the guidance of God, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And I got to leave on that note because I happen to be out of time. But the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life, giving you insight, the insight of the Holy Spirit. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.